Gerrymandering is a big topic again this election season, but what about gendermandering? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Barbara Palmer, professor in the Department of Political Science at Baldwin-Wallace University, details how a gerrymandered district might also decide which sex is elected as well as which party.
Gerrymandering, the manipulation of legislative district lines, is a powerful tool that can virtually assure that a particular political party can keep winning elections. But does the drawing of district lines also affect the success of female candidates? Is it possible to gendermander? Every 10 years, legislative district lines are redrawn. In most states, this process is controlled by state legislatures and is highly partisan and extremely contentious, especially now with the availability of detailed U.S. Census data. Ask any political consultant, and they will tell you that the demographic makeup of a district can predict whether a Democrat or a Republican will win. For example, Democratic districts tend to be urban, racially diverse, and have lower incomes, and Republican districts tend to be rural, southern, and have more traditional families. My co-author, Dennis Simon of Southern Methodist University, and I wanted to explore whether the demographics that do such a great job at predicting whether a district would elect a Democrat or Republican might also predict whether a district would elect a man or a woman. Turns out that they do, but in some surprising ways. In U.S. House districts, female candidates from both parties came from districts with the highest levels of education and income. For example, Representative Carolyn Maloney represents one of the richest districts in the nation, New York City's 12th district. Women also represent districts that are much more urban, and as a result, much smaller, averaging about 500 square miles, while men represent districts that average 2,500 square miles. Men tend to be elected in districts with higher proportions of people who are married, have school-age children, and have blue-collar jobs. There is a political geography to women's success. Consequently, whenever legislative district lines are redrawn, regardless of whether this is taken into consideration, the fate of female candidates is reshaped.
That was Barbara Palmer of Baldwin-Wallace University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.